会之前呢、要请这个 Richard 来这里讲一些他祷告的感受，一些勉励的话，然后我们看两节圣经节一起来祷告。
Before we proceed to our prayer session, we would like to invite Brother Richard Peng to say a few words. Then we shall read a few verses and then proceed to our prayer.
In the
name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
这是昨天开始发生的。
And this is something that happened, beginning yesterday.
昨天下午祷告会是杨世光传道在这里主持。
And yesterday afternoon, Pastor Yang held the prayer session.
他给我们，我认为啦，他给了我很大的鼓励。
And I feel that he gave me a great encouragement.
所以我那次也算的是比较专心祷告。
Therefore, during that prayer, I pray even more concentrated.
祷告到差不多一半的时候
，and about halfway through the prayer，
圣灵就感动我
，and I was moved by the Holy Spirit。
我一直在拍手那个时候
，at that time I was clasping my hands。
那个时候我也在哭
，and I was also weeping at that time。
我哭得满脸都是泪，也满身都是大汗
，and my face was filled with tears and I also was perspiring。
我从来没有哭过这么伤心。
I have never wept so bitterly.
也觉得很高兴
and, but at the same time, I feel very happy.
拍了差不多十秒左右之后
I was clapping my hands for about 10 seconds.
然后我不晓得为什么会晓得主耶稣，这个是我的恩赐，我觉得。
And at that time, I feel that was my gift.
我觉得我可以问神，然后他就会回答我一些问题。
I feel that I can ask God and he shall answer my questions.
但是他答案就是是跟不是。
But the answer from Jesus was yes and no.
是的话，我的手就一直在拍手，就是赞美神的意思。
And if the answer is yes, then I will continue to clap my hands.
如果不是，我的手两个拍不起来，就很像吸铁，一个加一个减，一个负一个减，两个拍不起来。
And if the answer is no, then I will be unable to put my hands together.
所以我就开始问一些问题。
Therefore, I begin to ask a few questions.
最先我是问，这个算的是很私人问题，但是没关系，我公布出来。
I asked something quite personal.
就是我问邦邦、Benjamin 跟 Jason 会不会得到圣灵。
So and I asked Jesus as to whether or not Ben and Jason will receive the Holy Spirit.
当时我就 OK， 我就说是的话，就是说我拍手；我说不是，就意思说不是。
And at that time, I knew that if the answer is yes, I will continue to clap my hands.
那时候主耶稣就说是。
And therefore, my hands will continue to clap.
就在那次祷告完了之后
，And right after that prayer,
Jason 是果然得到圣灵，他已经失去两年了。
And Jason, who have lost the Holy Spirit for 2 years, once again received Holy Spirit.
我在问他，他是什么时候开始得圣灵的
？And I asked him, when did he receive the Holy Spirit?
他说他在祷告中间跟完之间得到，开始又得回他圣灵了。
And he said he received the Holy Spirit about the middle of the prayer.
我受圣灵感动的时候是差不多一半。
And I was also moved by the Holy Spirit about the same time.
所以我问了之后他就得圣灵。
Therefore, he received the Holy Spirit just right after I asked Jesus.
所以邦邦 summer school 完了之后来教会，我跟 Jason 在叫他一起祷告。
And after Ben came in the afternoon, Jason and Ben, we prayed together.
我们叫他祷告，但是那个时候他大概太累，所以他没有祷。
And we asked him to pray with us, but Ben he was quite tired, therefore he did not.
但是晚上的时候他祷告，他也是得到灵感。
And in the evening prayer, when Ben prayed with us, he was moved by the Holy Spirit.
他两次得到，都就是晚上两次祷告都得到灵感，他也是很感动。
And he was moved by the Holy Spirit during the 2 prayers in the evening. He was quite moved.
现在再倒回去那个下午的祷告，我还有问了其他一些问题。
And let me go back to the prayer. In yesterday's afternoon, I asked Jesus a few more questions.
我在问神会不会照顾我们这一次的灵恩会。
And I asked God as to whether or not He will bless this spiritual convocation.
当时候我觉得很像祝福这个字就在我脑海里面。
At that time, this question was in my mind.
所以我昨天就帮杰森讲，他在两年前得到圣灵的时候，我跟大家说主耶稣会大大祝福这一次的灵恩会。
Therefore, 2 years ago when Jason received Holy Spirit, I said to him that, yesterday when Jason received Holy Spirit, I said to him that God will bless this convocation.
这我们大家都晓得，这我昨天就是 Jason 得到圣灵，燕被圣灵感动，昨天晚上 Amy 过也是被圣灵感动，邦邦被圣灵感动，
and,
然后还有 Kelvin 的姐姐有看一点东西。
And Jason, Ben, and a few other people were moved by the Holy Spirit and saw visions.
所以比起去年来，这次是真的很大的在祝福我们这次的灵恩会。
For compared to last year, this is a great blessing.
然后祷告完祷告差不多要完的时候，我说主耶稣，刚才我问你的东西可不可以告诉大家？
And at the end of the prayer, I asked Jesus whether or not I can tell people what Jesus has told me.
他说是，然后我就说 OK， 如果是的话，那你就让我脚自动站起来说这些话。
And Jesus, the answer was yes. And I asked Jesus that if so, then let me have the courage to stand out to speak.
然后真的，我昨天都忘记了我讲的这句话。我帮 Jason， 我就直接站起来。我像觉得我脚都没有用力，就已经站起来。
And yesterday afternoon when I spoke for Jason, it seems as I stood up by myself. I did not even move my leg.
那次的祷告我是算的啊。OK， 今天讲晚上的祷告，第二次祷告对不起，我一个问题，我第二次第一次祷告的时候，我有问，当时候我只是有灵感，我从七年级就有开始灵感，但是没有圣灵。
And ever since seventh grade, I have the movement of the Holy Spirit, but I did not receive Holy Spirit.
然后我就问为什么我不能得圣灵。
If I ask, how come I cannot receive Holy Spirit?
然后就是一个答案，就是说为了特别一件事，特别他要他的救恩的整个阿弥就是他的 plan， 所以我暂时不能得圣灵。
And the answer was that it was because of the plan of Jesus, therefore I did not receive Holy Spirit.
所以晚上我第二次祷告，我又问了神另外一些问题。
Therefore, in the evening prayer, I asked God several more questions.
我问这个，我这样子问这种题目，这是是不是我的恩赐，还是怎么样东西？
And I ask God whether or not it is a gift for me to ask these questions.
他说是我的恩赐。
And the God answered yes.
而且我会得这个恩赐直到永远。
And that I will have this gift forever.
我当时太高兴，一直在赞美神。
And at that time I was very happy and I gave thanks to God.
因为以前我祷告都说，神你真是不公平，怎么为什么人家得圣灵我都得不到？
Well, in the past, in my prayer, I would complain to God, saying that everybody receive Holy Spirit except me.
现在我觉得主耶稣太好了。
But now I feel that Jesus is so good.
所以我就趁那个机会求神赐下圣灵给我。
Therefore, I used the opportunity to pray to God to give me the Holy Spirit.
我身体灵感的就是我身体已经在震动了，就是很多年了。
And for several years, I have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但是我不会讲灵言。
But I did not speak in tongues.
所以就求神使我开始讲灵言。
Therefore, I pray to God to give me the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues.
最先我只会讲一点点，那个舌头只能转一点点。
In the beginning, I can only speak a very little.
结果我一直在努力的求。
Therefore, I continue to pursue.
就开始。舌头自己卷起来。
Therefore, my tongue was able to move by itself.
这个舌头卷就很像在帮我翻译，我想讲什么，他就把我翻到这种听不懂的言语。
And this tongue is like it will translate whatever I want to speak into the spiritual tongue.
就这次得了圣灵之后。
And after receiving the Holy Spirit,
我觉得昨天晚上我改变了很多。
I feel that since last night I changed a great deal.
我会觉得我里面很清洁。
I can feel that the purity within my heart.
我又觉得我圣经比以前懂得更多。
I also found out that my understanding toward the Bible increased.
我觉得我整个人都在改变。
I feel that I was changing in my totality.
以前哦，我都很怕人家说哦，执事的儿子怎么没有圣灵。
In the past, I was afraid that people would say that the son of a deacon does not have the Holy Spirit.
所以我都一直在。Oh, I mean, like, 你填弄表格里面会什么？我都写我有圣灵。
Therefore, in the past, when I have to fill out forms, I would say that I have the Holy Spirit.
我虽然晓得是错的，但是我没有那个勇气说我没有圣灵。
Although I knew it was wrong, but I was afraid to admit that I did not have the Holy Spirit.
一直到昨天下午，就是那次祷告完之后，下午的祷告完之后。
And after the afternoon prayer yesterday.
在跟邦邦讲我们有什么事情发生的时候
And when I was discussing with Ben as to what had happened
我就觉得我应该告诉人家说我是没有圣灵那我就跟他说我是没有圣灵只是圣灵感动而已
And I feel that I have the need to tell people that I do not have the Holy Spirit
所以大概也是这个原因晚上我才会得到这个圣灵
Therefore because I toldBen that I did not have the Holy Spirit therefore that was probably the reason why I received the Holy Spirit in the evening prayer
所以这里如果有谁没有圣灵说有圣灵的话请你尽管悔改
therefore whoever among us do not admit that we do not have the Holy Spirit we should repent
昨天晚上那次祷告
and during the evening prayer yesterday
我有问了一些很重要的问题
I asked a few important questions
我问了世界末日的问题
I asked questions regarding the last days
这是我问过主耶稣他说可以讲我才会讲出来的
And I asked Jesus I have the permission of Jesus to speak this out
因为以前我听杨长老还是哪一位长老只是讲过
In the past I heard the sermon of several pastors and deacons
在台湾跟马来西亚就是沙巴那边都有人看见一个异象
In Sabah and Malaysia, people have saw visions.
就是世界末日一九，然后就看不到后面两个字。
It says that the last day of the world is 19 something.
我，请问杨长老是不是有这么一回事
？Therefore,
OK。那我就问主耶稣说这个世界末是不是在2000年之前
Therefore I asked Jesus whether or not this will happen before the year 2000
他说是
And the answer was yes
但是我要问他一年还是两年三年四年他不肯回答我
And I began to ask whether or not 1 year or 2 years but he refused to answer
我只是晓得是2000年之前
So I know that it is before year 2000
所以我们也没有很多时间来为神工作
Therefore we do not have much time to work for God
而且我也鼓励没有得到圣灵的人尽快赶快求你们的圣灵
And I also encourage all of you who have not received the Holy Spirit to pray fervently for the Holy Spirit
不然我们就会下地狱受永死
If without the Holy Spirit we will not be able to receive salvation
最后我请大家看一个经节
Finally let's turn to a verse
马太福音第七章七到十一节
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11.
马太福音七章七到十一节
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好赏却知道拿好东西给儿女何况你们在天上的天父岂不更把好东西给求他的人真神耶稣答应过我们他会赐圣灵给我们
And Jesus has promised us that he will give us the Holy Spirit
我们受过洗礼悔过改的人
Those who are baptized and those who have repented of their sins.
剩下最后的就是要迫切祷告求圣灵。
And the final step is to pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以请大家在今天，在这几天专心的祷告。
If I urge that everybody pray fervently in these few days.
迫切的求神赦免我们的罪，然后求圣灵。
Pray fervently to God to forgive our sins and to give us the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣跟我讲过他会祝福这次的灵恩会
For Jesus has told me that he will bless this convocation
一切归荣耀给主耶稣的名字
May the glory be unto our Heavenly Father
Amen
这个
Richard， 他告诉我说他得到圣灵啊，想要见证做大家的勉励。
And Richard told me that he wanted to testify, for mutual encouragement.
我想这是好事。
I believe this is good.
那神的，我们明白神的旨意，有时候在一个特定的时间有他特别的方法。
We know that the plan of God, God has a certain way of doing things.
但是这个方法不是每一个人适用。
But the way of God is may not be applicable to everyone.
也不是每一个人应该要学的。
And it is not to be followed by everyone.
因为所有神的旨意都隐藏在圣经里面。
Because the will of God is contained in the Bible.
还有一些圣灵的感动。
And the movement of the Holy Spirit.
我们教会初期有很多翻方言的，现在就少了。
Therefore, in the early periods of our church, we had many people to interpret the tongues, but now there are few.
很多神的旨意都借着圣经的话，我们就明白了。
Because nowadays we know the word of God through the Bible.
所以有可能神在特别一段时间给他有这个体验。
And for a period of time, he was given the experience.
但是我们不要追求这个超过圣经的范围之外的这种明白神旨意的方法。
But we should not pray for this kind of interpretation outside the Bible.
有一个故事说
，There was a story.
有一个人离开教会很远
，There was a person who lived far away from the church.
他想要明白神的旨意，他就祷告一下，就翻圣经。
And he wanted to know the will of God, therefore he prayed and he turned to the Bible.
结果他有一件事情，祷告完就翻圣经。
And when he was praying for something, after the prayer, he turned to a verse in the Bible.
一翻说犹大卖耶稣。
And when he turned to the page, it says that.Judas betrayed Jesus.
怎么会这样呢？我再祷告再翻一次。
And he said, "How could it be?" Therefore, he prayed again and he turned to the Bible again.
第二次一翻说犹大吊死。
And the second time says that Judas hung himself on the tree.
所以我们在这个追求明白神的旨意哈，不要超过圣经的方法。当然，有时候神在特定的时候给特定的人有一些特别的方法。
Therefore, do not pray for this kind of special gift of interpreting the will of God.Besides the Bible,
感谢神啊，他好几年没有得到圣灵。
Give thanks to God that he did not receive the Holy Spirit for several years.
我们都一直以为他有圣灵，因为他祷告会震动。
All of us thought that he had the Holy Spirit because he had the movement.
但是终于昨天他得到圣灵。
But finally yesterday he received the true Holy Spirit.
从他的见证里面发现说，没有圣灵好像是一种担子，很重的担子。
And from his testimony, we feel that without the Holy Spirit seems like a big burden to him.
特别他执事的孩子。
Especially he was the son of a deacon.
不过没有关系啊，神对每一个人的旨意不一样。
But it is all right because God has His own will and plan for everybody.
所以只要我们认真迫切悔改的祷告，还没有得到圣灵，这都有神的意思。
If we pray fervently with repentance, then if we still do not have the Holy Spirit, it is the will of God.
我们不要觉得说不好意思。
We should not feel bashful if we do not have the Holy Spirit.
因为神有神的时候。
For God has His time.
那么他在谈到他得圣灵以前，他有悔改。
And he mentioned that before he received the Holy Spirit, he repented.
所以我们这几天呢、啊，这两三天，今天第三天呢、啊，如果你祷告过，从来没有悔改过，大概你得不到圣灵，或者你没有圣灵充满，就是这个原因。
Therefore, in these few days during your prayer, if you did not repent, then this is probably the reason why you have not received the Holy Spirit.
因为约翰一书里面说，每一个人都有罪。
If in 1 John says that everyone has committed sin,
如果有一个人说他没有罪，变成神说谎。
If a person says that he does not have sin, then God is a liar.
因为神说每一个人都有罪。
For God says that everyone has sinned.
即使我们受洗以后
，even after baptism,
虽然大罪没有犯
，although we do not commit any major sins,
我们常常小的错误不断。
We often commit several minor sins.
因为我们有软弱。
Because we are weak.
所以我们要得到神的垂听。
Therefore, for our prayers to be listened to by God,
连最小的错误也要向神悔改。
Even the smallest mistake that we make, we have to repent to God.
我们不孝敬父母
or disobedience to our parents,
或者跟人吵架
or we quarrel with other people,
说谎
we tell lies,
甚至祷告在睡觉
even sleep during prayer.
这个在神面前都是一种过失
All these are considered sins and mistakes in front of God.
都要悔改。
And we need to repent.
所以这几天，如果你祷告很迫切，但是你没有悔改过，很可能啊，你需要悔改。
In these few days, we pray very fervently, but did not repent. Then you should repent.
每一个人，你都有错误。
Every one of us have committed sins.
因为圣经里面这样讲。
For it is written in the Bible.
所以每一个人都要悔改。
Therefore, every one of us must repent.
灵性才能复兴。
Then our spirituality may revive.
那么他在讲他得到圣灵以后。整个心都清洁了。
And he mentioned that after he received the Holy Spirit, his heart was purified.
因为圣灵是更新的灵。
For the Holy Spirit is a spirit of renewal.
所以我们得到圣灵会改变我们成为圣洁。
Therefore, after receiving the Holy Spirit, our hearts will be purified.
而且听道理，圣经也懂得比较多。
And he understood, the teachings in the Bible.
所以圣灵是智慧的灵。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of wisdom.
他会打开我们心门，明白圣经。
He will open our hearts so that we may understand the Bible.
最后他讲他得到圣灵，觉得整个人都在变。
Finally, he mentions that after receiving the Holy Spirit, he feels that he is changing throughout.
看外表没有变。
I see his our body, but he did not change.
就是心在变。
It is the transformation within his heart.
因为圣灵的能力要在我们内心创造一个新的世界。
For the power of Holy Spirit will create a new world within us.
所以这个很宝贵啊！我们还没有得到圣灵啊，要悔改、迫切祷告求圣灵。
Therefore, those of us who have not yet received the Holy Spirit must repent.And pray for Holy Spirit.
已经得到圣灵，有一些人很久没有认真祷告，只是一种讲灵言，但是没有体验。
And some people who have the Holy Spirit, they have not had the experience of Holy Spirit for a long time.
我们应该要迫切求圣灵充满，再一次来体验神的能力、神的感动。
We should once again pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit to experience the power of Holy Spirit.
我们请看一节圣经节，诗篇三十七篇。
Please turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37. Verse 4.
诗篇三十七篇第四节。
Psalm 37, verse 4.
又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。这个地方讲说，你要以神为乐，他就要把心里所求的赐给你。
Here it says that if we delight in the Lord, then he shall give us according to our desires.
这个以神为乐啊，就是表示说心里很渴慕神。
And to delight in the Lord means to pursue after God.
陶醉在里面。
And to have all our mind set upon God.
那么这种人，你祈求神就要给你。
Then if we are like this, then whatever we pray, God shall give to us.
所以我们信主耶稣这么久。
Therefore, after believing Christ for so long,
我们跟神的关系有没有很亲密？
Do we have a close relationship with God?
我们有没有很想要亲近神？
Do we have a strong desire to draw near to God?
我们如果爱神，就会想要亲近他。
If we love God, then we will draw near to Him.
因为没有一个人说有爱又不敢亲近。
For no one love God and do not want to draw near to God.
因为你爱谁，你就想亲近他，跟他讲话。
For whoever we like, we will draw near to them.
所以我们祷告啊，要向神讲啊。我们爱神，我们希望能够亲近到他。
Therefore, in our prayer, we should say to God that we love God and we want to draw near to God.
因为神就是我们的朋友。
For God is our friend.
他是有感情的。
And He has also feelings.
所以我们要向他祷告，求主耶稣能够让我们靠近他，能够得到圣灵。
Therefore, we ought to pray to God so that He may give us the Holy Spirit.
因此，我们最后一次祷告。
Therefore, in this prayer session,
我们大家要有一个爱神的心。
We should all have a heart of prayer.
想要亲近神的心。
A heart of drawing near to God.
不是一种例行公事的求啊。
It's not,
没有感情的求。
It's not only praying without feeling.
好像向法官求赦免，没有感情的。
It is just like pleading to a judge without any mercy.
我们天父是慈爱的。
Our Heavenly Father is merciful.
他也希望我们爱他。
He hopes that we may show our love to him.
那么这种双方的爱，使我们希望接近他。
And this kind of mutual attraction will allow us to draw near to God.
所以我们祷告一定要求神让我们接近他，求他圣灵赐下给我们。
Therefore, when we pray to God, we are to pray to Him to give us the Holy Spirit.
那么，如果你有一个渴慕爱神的心，想要亲近神的心
，If we have a heart of love toward God and have a heart of desire toward God,
这个第四节说，你所要的他就给你。
Verse 4 says that He shall give us the desires of our heart.
有时候我们的心离开神很远。
Sometimes our hearts are far away from God.
我们所爱都是世界的娱乐。
All that we think about are the enjoyment of the world.
我们所爱的是钱。
All that we pursue after is money.
我们所爱都是这个世界的东西。
We pursue after the things of the world.
然后我们就来到教会向神祷告。
And afterwards we come to the church to pray to God.
当然神不给我们。
Of course, God will not listen to our prayer.
因为他说你根本就没有爱我。
For God will say that you do not love me.
你的心里从来没有爱我。
Your heart is never with me.
你现在要跟我求圣灵。
And now you are praying for the Holy Spirit.
很困难。
It's very difficult.
所以要从我们心里面产生一种对神的渴慕。
Therefore, we must have a heart of desire toward God.
常常在思想。
And to constantly think about God.
然后你要靠近他，求圣灵，他就给你。
And if we must draw near to Him and to pray for the Holy Spirit, then we shall receive.
所以神是我们的朋友。
God is our friend.
我们这次祷告就是要靠近我们的朋友。
In this prayer, we do our best to draw near to the friend of Jesus.
向他求恩典。
To pray from him the grace.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
We shall now pray in one accord.
要求圣灵，求圣灵充满。
Pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
刚刚有一个小男孩啊，在睡觉。
In few minutes ago, a young boy was sleeping.
现在醒过来了。
Now he is awake.
我希望你们大家哈，祷告的时候不要睡觉。
I hope that everyone will keep awake during the prayer.
你知道耶稣在祷告的时候，三个门徒睡觉。
You know that when Jesus was praying in the garden, three of the disciples were sleeping.
后来三次否认耶稣啊。
And later, the disciple who denied Jesus three times.
所以我们大家哈，用心啊，迫切认罪悔改啊，渴慕神来向他求。
Therefore, let us all pray fervently, to pursue after God, to draw near to God.
每一个人要出声祷告。
And everyone must pray out loud.
用你的心迫切祈求。
To pray with your heart fervently.
让我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all come to the front to pray for the Holy Spirit.